Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Yomi, Rabbi Avraham Golder, and today Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis, the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shimon Chasida says that whoever withholds teaching halacha to a student is cursed, even by fetuses in their mother's wombs. The Gemara adds that he's pierced like a sieve or a launderer's sprinkler, meaning he'll forget his Torah. If he does teach his Talmud, Zocha brachas ki Yosef, he merits blessings like Yosef, as the Pasuk says, Ubracha l'rosh mashbir, and a blessing on the head of the provider, which alludes to Yosef. Rav Sheshe says, Kol melamed Torah b'olam hazeh, whoever teaches Torah in this world, Zocha melamed l'olam haba, merits to teach it in the world to come, as the Pasuk says, Marba gam hu yoreh, and he who sates others shall himself be sated, which he darshens as teach. Later, Rabbi Lazar says, Kol parna shemanig et tzibur banachas, any leader who leads the community with gentleness, Zocha manigam l'olam haba, merits to lead them in the world to come, as the Pasuk says, Ki merachamam yinhagem v'amu b'imayim yinhalem, for he who has mercy on them shall lead them, and to springs of water he shall guide them. Point number two, Bryce presents three opinions about the incident of Mesim Shechia Yechezkel, the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglem va'amru shivu umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. The song was, Hashem meimis betzeduk umechaya barachamim. Hashem puts to death with justice and brings to life with mercy. Rabbi Yeshua says a different version. Rabbi Yehuda says, Emes mashal haya. It is true. It was a parable for Jews to return from Galus. Rabbi Nechemi questioned these two terms, which are contradictory, and said that he should instead say, Be'emes Moshe Haya, in truth it was a parable. Rabbi Eliezer, brave Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Rabbi Yudim and Beser rose on his feet and said, Ani mi b'nei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. The Gemara presents five opinions as to who these dead were. Rav says they were from Shevet Ephraim, who miscalculated the end of Egyptian slavery and escaped prematurely and were killed. And pointing with you, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fiery furnace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to resurrect the dead Abikas Dura, whom Nebuchadnezzar had killed. The bones came and slapped Nebuchadnezzar's face, and when he was told what happened, he began to say Shira to Hashem. Rav Yitzchak said, Let molten gold be poured into that evil one's mouth. Shiumale bal malach v'star al piv. For had a malach not come and struck him on his mouth, stopping his praise, Bikar shlignos kol shiris v'tishbachu sh'amr David b'sefer Tehillim. He would have sought to disgrace all the songs and praises that David said in Sefer Tehillim. A braisa lists six miracles which occurred when they were thrown to the fiery furnace. Number one, the furnace rose to the ground. Number two, part of its wall broke, enabling all to witness the men unharmed. Three, its intense heat was diminished. Four, the golden statue that Nebuchadnezzar had erected was overturned onto its face. Number five, four kings and their men were burned when they cast Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace. And six, Yechezkel resurrected the dead in Bikas Dura. So once again, the three points are number one. Rabbi Shimon Chasida says that whoever withholds teaching a halacha to a student is cursed even by fetuses in their mother's wombs. The Gemara adds that he's pierced like a sieve or a launderer's sprinkler, meaning he'll forget his Torah. If he does teach his Talmud, Zocha brachas ki Yosef, he merits blessings like Yosef, as the Pasuk says, Ubracha l'rosh mashbir, and a blessing on the head of the provider, which alludes to Yosef. Rav Sheshe says, Kol melamed Torah b'olam hazeh, whoever teaches Torah in this world, Zocha melamed l'olam haba, merits to teach it in the world to come, as the Pasuk says, Marba gam hu yoreh, and he who sates others shall himself be sated, which he darshens as teach. Later, Rabbi Lazar says, Kol parna shemanig et tzibur banachas, any leader who leads the community with gentleness, Zocha manigam l'olam haba, merits to lead them in the world to come, as the Pasuk says, Ki merachamam yinhagem v'amu b'imayim yinhalem, for he who has mercy on them shall lead them, and to springs of water he shall guide them. Point number two, Bryce presents three opinions about the incident of Mesim Shechia Yechezkel, the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglem va'amru shivu umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. The song was, Hashem meimis betzeduk umechaya barachamim. Hashem puts to death with justice and brings to life with mercy. Rabbi Yeshua says a different version. Rabbi Yehuda says, Emes mashal haya. It is true. It was a parable for Jews to return from Galus. Rabbi Nechemi questioned these two terms, which are contradictory, and said that he should instead say, Be'emes Moshe Haya, in truth it was a parable. Rabbi Eliezer, brave Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Rabbi Yudim and Beser rose on his feet and said, Ani mi b'nei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. The Gemara presents five opinions as to who these dead were. Rav says they were from Shebet Ephraim, who miscalculated the end of Egyptian slavery and escaped prematurely and were killed. And point with you, Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fiery furnace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel to resurrect the dead, Abikas Dura, whom Nebuchadnezzar had killed. The bones came and slapped Nebuchadnezzar's face, and when he was told what happened, he began to say Shira to Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak said, let molten gold be poured into that evil one's mouth. Shimali bal malach v'star al-piv. For had a malach not come and struck him on his mouth, stopping his praise, b'kir shlignos kol shiris v'tishpachu sh'amr David b'sefer Tehillim. He would have sought to disgrace all the songs and praises that David said in Sefer Tehillim. A Braisa lists six miracles which occurred when they were thrown to the fiery furnace. Number one, the furnace rose to the ground. Number two, part of its wall broke, enabling all to witness the men unharmed. Three, its intense heat was diminished. Four, the golden statue that Nebuchadnezzar had erected was overturned onto its face. Number five, four kings and their men were burned when they cast Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace. And six, Yechezkel resurrected the dead in Bikas Dura. All right, so now we get our siman David Tzadi Beis, and our standard siman is a tzav, a turtle. A turtle, so here goes. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Once again, slow motion. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles, that must be wrong, Daf Tzadi Beis, Tzav, turtle. The rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba, which reminds us that we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world or leads the community gently merits to do so in Olam Haba. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which reminds us a braisa presents three opinions about the incident of the dead that Yechezkel resurrected. Rabbi Eliezer says, Amdu al raglehem ba'amru shira umesu. They stood on their feet, expressed song, and died. Rabbi Yehuda said it was a mashal, and Rabbi Eliezer, braid Rabbi Yossi Aglili, said that the dead whom Yechezkel revived went up to Eretz Yisrael, married, and had children. Yehuda ben Becer rose on his feet and said, Ani b'mnei b'neim, I'm one of their descendants, and these are the tefillin my grandfather left me from them. So the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. Which reminds the Gemara brings the incident of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the six miracles that occurred there. So once again, the rabbi giving a shir on turtles being treif and anticipating teaching Torah in Olam Haba gave a turtle bone to a man who claimed to be a descendant of those resurrected by Yechezkel, which almost melted from the heat of a large fiery furnace where three men inside miraculously survived. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara, daf peches. So the simmer daf peches is a pach, a garbage can, or a dustbin. So here goes. By the garbage can, that must run daf peches, pach. By the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of Azaka Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, which reminds us, Rav Kahana says that if Azaka Mamre quotes his ruling Mefia Shmua from a tradition he heard from his teachers, and the Sanhedrin quote their ruling Mefia Shmua as well, or he said, Kachu Be'enai, this is what appears to me in my eyes, meaning his personal decision, and the Sanhedrin's ruling is also from their reasoning, and certainly if his ruling is Mefia Shmua, and theirs is from their reasoning, he is not killed as Azaka Mamre unless his ruling is based on his own reasoning, and ignores the Sanhedrin's ruling, which is Mefia Shmua. Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says that even if the Zaken Mamre's ruling was Mefia Shmua and Sanhedrin's was based on their own reasoning, he is killed, Kedei Shlo Yirbu Machlokas B'Yisrael, so that Machlokasim should not proliferate in Yisrael. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of a Zaken Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a Machlokas, again, which reminds us, Rav Yossi teaches in a Braisa that in earlier times, halachic disputes were rare in Yisrael. If need be, unresolved disputes ended up before the Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Hagazis. However, when the students of Shammai and Hillel increased, they did not fully attend to their teachers, leading to a proliferation of disputes. As a result, Machlokas increased in Yisrael, and the Torah appeared as if it had become two Torahs. So by the garbage can filled with a thrown-out case of Azaka Mamre, because his ruling was Mefia Shmua, and so was the Sanhedrin's, were two groups of students who were getting into a Machlokas again, whether Azaka Mamre could be chayav for being mosif on other mitzvahs, like he would be chayav for saying there are five compartments to tefillin, which reminds us the next Mishnah states there's a greater chumrah in the Sofrim's words compared to the Torah's words regarding a zaka mamre. If a zaka mamre says there's no mitzvah of tefillin, he's pater because it's obviously false and not a legitimate ruling. However, if he says the tefillin shel rosh require five compartments instead of four, hosif al divrei Sofrim, to add on to the Sofrim's words, he's chayev. Rav Hoshea says that a zaka mamre is only chayev for disputing a matter whose fundamental element is written in the Torah. Its interpretation is taught by the Sofrim, v'yeshbo lahosif, and it's possible to add on to its required elements, v'im hosif goreya, and if one adds to the number, he detracts from the mitzvah's fulfillment. This is only possible with tefillin, where adding a fifth compartment violates bal tosif, you shall not add, to any mitzvah, and invalidates the tefillin. Daf pei tes, so the simmer daf pei tes is a pot, and we use a cholent pot. So here goes. The men eating cholent out of a large pot. Pot? That must be on daf pei tes. Cholent pot. The men eating cholent out of a large pot who are chayv misibidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings six types of nevuah transgressions, three killed with chenek and three misibidei shamayim. One who disregards the Navi's words is chayv misibidei shamayim. So the men eating cholent out of a large pot who were chayv misibidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, which reminds us, the Gemara asks how one knows to trust a Navi to be chayv for disregarding him. Typically, it's because the Navi gave an os, a sign, but if he's an established Navi, no sign is needed, which is why Yitzchak believed Avram to allow Avram to shecht him. So the men eating cholent out of a large pot were chayv misibidei shamayim for not listening to the Navi who prophesied that they should not eat it, even though he was an established Navi, were surprised to hear someone accuse a Navi of serving everyone cholent but not bringing a single carbon to Hashem, which reminds us Avram Avinu's test of Akedas Yitzchak was achar ha'dvarim ha'ela, after the Satan pointed out that Avram did not bring any carbon to Kosh Baruch Hu to celebrate the weaning of Yitzchak while making a big feast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if I tell him, sacrifice your son before me, he would immediately sacrifice him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avram this test. Dav Tzadi. So the Zimmer Dav Tzadi is a tztaka box. So here goes. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, that must be on Dav Tzadi, tztaka box. The man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the son stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Behold, im yomelcha Navi avra divrei Torah, in all areas, if a Navi tells you transgress this Torah law temporarily, shema lo obey him, like the incident of Eliyahu and Har Carmel, except regarding Avodah Zorah. For even if he makes a son stand still in the middle of the sky, al tishma lo, do not obey him to serve idolatry. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box, instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah, knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim, which reminds us, the 11th parak begins, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, all of Yisrael have a share in the world to come based on a pasuk. The Mishnah lists the exceptions. Omer Ein Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah, one who says there's no source for the resurrection of the dead in the Torah, even if he personally believes in it, since he has no basis for it. Or that Torah is not transmitted from Shemaim, or not Bikoros, which the Gemara will define, other opinions are brought. So the man who joyously put tztaka in the tztaka box instead of obeying a Navi who made the sun stand still and said he should serve Avodah Zorah knew he would eventually get a chelek in Olam Haba, unlike his neighbor who denied Tchiyas HaMeisim and kept some Trumas Maaser on top of another pushka to give to Aharon HaKohen when that great day arrives, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Menayin Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? From where do we find a source for Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Torah? Numerous sources are presented on this daf. The Torah said to give Trumas Maaser to Aaron the Kohen, but Aaron never entered Eretz Yisrael to receive Truma. El Melamed Sha'asil Chayos, rather teaches that he's destined to live again, and Kol Yisrael will give him Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu established a bris with the Avos to give the land of Canaan, Lehem, to them, not Lechem, to you, proving they will come back to life. Dav Tzadi Av. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Av is a Yitzia, an exit sign. So here goes. The Mitzrim who ran out of the exit, that must be on Dav Tzadi Av, exit sign, Yitzia. The Mitzrim who ran out the exit from the great hunchback's rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debts to the Jews from all their years of slavery, which reminds us, the Gemara brings that Gavias ben Pasis's debates about Tchiyas HaMeisim writes to Eretz Yisrael and unpaid debts with Mitzrayim. In one incident, Egyptians came to Alexander, demanding the Jews return the gold and silver they borrowed when leaving Mitzrayim. Gavias responded that they owe the Jews wages for 600,000 men for 430 years of labor at Mitzrayim, and they fled, abandoning fully grown fields in a year of Shemitah. So the midstreamers who ran out of the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all the years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzirah just began to exert control over him. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings discussions between Rebbe and Antoninus regarding when a person receives an neshama and a Yetzirah. Antoninus asks Rebbe, "Me emes haYetzirah shoa ba'adam? When does the Yetzirah begin to exert control over a person? Mishas Yetzira or Mishas Yetzia? From the time of the embryo's formation or from the time of birth?" Rebbe answered, "Mishas Yetzira." But Antoninus objected that if so, bo'ot b'me'imo v'yotze, the fetus would kick against its mother's womb and leave prematurely. Rebbe later declared that Antoninus taught him that the Yetzirah is shoet on a person from birth and found support in the pasuk of Pesach Chatas Roveitz, sin crouches at the door. So the mitzvah who ran out the exit from the great hunchback rabbi's house, not wanting to pay their debt to the Jews from all their years of slavery, passed a newborn boy at the door whose Yetzirah just began to exert control over him, and were followed by people leaping and singing for joy who came back to life and were healed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings descriptions of life l'asinu lavo based on discrepancies between psukim. Reish Lakish quoted one pasuk implying that crippled people will come back to life with their deficiencies, while another pasuk says the lame will leap and the mute will sing. He explained that people will rise with their defects and then be healed. Ula quoted, Bila hamavis lenetzach, he will conceal death forever, indicating no one will die. Yet another pasuk implies that although people live long, they will die. He answers that death will still exist for idolaters who will exist then to tend to Klal Yisrael's physical needs. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which step do you have three opinions about the dead that Yechezkel resurrected, with Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser claiming to be a descendant of one of them? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 2. Which step do you learn that the Mitzrim ran away after Gviya ben Pasisa said they owe money for 600,000 slaves working for 430 years? That's on Daf Tzadiyav. Good. Number 3. Which of the one that one of the sources for Tchias HaMesim in the Torah is that we're told that we'll give Trumas Meister to Aaron HaKohen? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you discuss how one knows to trust a Navi to be liable for disregarding him? That's on Daf Pei Tes. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do you learn every Yid has a Chelek in Olam Haba? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do we learn whoever teaches Torah in this world merits to do so in Olam Haba? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn that Avram's Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak was after the Satan presented a Taina against him to Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Pei Tes. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do the incident of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the furnace and the 6 miracles that occurred there? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do you discuss that Zakan Mamre, who maintains that tefillin requires 5 compartments? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 10. Which Daf do you discuss when the Neshama and Yetzirah enter a person? And we learned that Antoninus taught Rebbe that the Yetzirah enters a baby at the time of birth. That's on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.